heavy snow and record rain flooding some areas, raising the risk of more rock slides. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ahlen. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office says it's trying to get Ryan Borgward to come home after he faked his death in August and traveled to Europe. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal says they've been in almost daily communication with Borgward since November 11th. Matt Gaetz withdrew his name from consideration for U.S. Attorney General Thursday. That came amid bipartisan calls for the release of a House ethics report on sexual misconduct allegations against Gaetz. Among those calling for that, Wisconsin Republican House Representatives Scott Fitzgerald and Derek Van Orden. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says deer hunters have an opportunity to reduce the herd size and help their neighbors. Once again this year, the state has a very large whitetail herd with the highest numbers in farmland zones. Where available, hunters may purchase additional antlerless deer permits for $12 each.
MaxFM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
MaxFM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, dropping into the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 801 on a beautiful Friday morning. So many fun things happening this weekend. It's a perfect weekend to be out and about. It's going to cool down a little bit next week as it heads up. Here is Cheap Trick on Max FM.
Another night slowly closes in, and I feel so lonely. Touching heat, freezing on my skin. I pretend you still hold me. I'm going crazy, I'm losing sleep. I'm empty, fighting way too deep over you. I can't believe you're gone. You were the first, you'll be the last. Wherever you go, I'll be with you. Whatever you want, I'll give it to you. Shadows move across the wall. Feel so frightened. I wanna run to you, I wanna call, but I've been hit by lightning. Just can't stand up for falling apart. Can't see through the spell across my heart over you.
80s, 90s, and more.
No doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you. It is 8:10 on Friday morning. Emily, busy weekend ahead for all of us.
This busy weekend. I think you just made up another word. I think this busy? I don't know. We're making up stuff all over the
weekend.
Place right now.
Yep. Be busy.
Let's just call it, like, you know, when you get really busy, especially if you're, you know, a person like Dave and I are, where you're just like, you know, build up, do a lot of work, get through the push of all the setup for all the things, all the events, you know, leading up to something big that you're involved in that you are excited about. There's a lot of anticipatory excitement, right? Kind of running through your body and blood, and you're just like sizzling. So in that, sometimes your brain is what gives, yeah, and you're kind of just like
fast
things don't
forward.
Function well upstairs because you're like doing all this physical stuff and all this planning and all of these things, right? So like that momentary, let's call it just like what the brain fart, whatever, it's a thing right now. So let's just give ourselves pause, give ourselves a pat on the back. All of you out there listening too, I know a lot of people out in the Baraboo area. I've been working really hard this week and last week to prepare for, you know, all of the upcoming events. Every business on and off the square is hustling to get their storefronts gorgeous, to you know, get their deals happening for the market tomorrow and get ready for the parade. And there's just so much. So, you know what? Everybody take a deep breath and everybody give yourself a pat on the back because you are doing great. And you know what? It's all good. It's going to be wonderful. We're going to just schmoove through this weekend. It's going to be fantastic.
We are.
Got to get that in there.
Exactly. And join 99.7 Max FM and Civic Media for the Downtown Baraboo Light Parade tomorrow night. The parade starts at 6 p.m. and will stream live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page in conjunction with Baraboo Broadcasting. It will be shown on Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43. This is brought to you by our lead sponsor, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, and our streaming partners, Baraboo State Bank, Don Larson Superstore, Baraboo, Solvents 2 Vehicle Repair Shop, and Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Tune in at 5:45 for the pre-parade show. And Emily, you and I will be involved in that with Santa Claus lighting the tree. Mm-hmm. The plan is for you and I to be there when that happens. So we're going to have a lot of coordination going on tomorrow. So looking forward to that.
Join us, everybody, in any way you can. Join us by listening, join us by watching, or join us by being there in person. We'd love to see you and, you know, share in all the holiday joy that this weekend brings in downtown Baraboo. Want to just quickly hop over, though, to a kind of a funny thing that we read about that we wanted to share with you guys. Movie theater etiquette. So here are the 10 most unacceptable behaviors. So we talked earlier this week about how AMC theaters, I think, are saying no singing for Wicked, which we do not agree with. So we'll just go ahead and say that again. As people, we do not agree with that. So no to the no singing. Not doing that. Gonna sing. So full story is, if you're seeing Glicked this weekend, which I love, they mixed Gladiator 2 and Wicked, just like last year when they made it Barbenheimer, because Barbie and Oppenheimer came out on the same weekend, which hands down two amazing movies in totally opposite ways. But because of the double feature, a new poll looked at what the rules are in 2024 when it comes to movie theater etiquette. Here are the top 10 things you should never do at the movies. Number one, FaceTiming someone during the movie.
Why would you do that?
Well, back in the day, remember people used to bootleg movies? They'd have their little video recorder. But that doesn't talk back at you. FaceTime does. So don't do that. It's just like so awkward, rude, and just again, awkward and not cool. So don't do that. I agree all day. Don't do that. Leaving trash behind when you leave. So that etiquette has changed. I remember growing up, I think that people were just not as thoughtful. I remember leaving the movie theater and it was just popcorn everywhere. The floors were sticky, just stuff everywhere. But back then it was just popcorn and candy. Now people have like full dinners at the movies. So, you know, let's help our fellow, you know, service workers and clean up after yourself.
Well, this one surprises me. Yeah. The phone call. Who does that during a movie? You know?
I think the etiquette of cell phones is not even etiquette anymore. It's just like whatever goes because people's stuff is just that ultra important that there's no break. And when I go to the movies, man, I put it on do not disturb. I do not want my phone buzzing. I don't want anything because busy people, their phones are going off all the time and you need to give yourself a break, much less the people around you of your phone being annoying, right?
They don't want to hear every 5 minutes during the movie. So yeah, turn the phones off. And this one amazes me. Revealing a plot point out loud before it happens. Now, why would you do that? And then this one, I've seen this one. Putting your feet up on the seat in front of you. No! This isn't
your
house.
So if there's someone sitting there, do not do that. Because then your feet are going to be in their hair, and that is nasty. I'm going to admit something, and people might look down on me for this. This was an immature thing, but when I was a kid, I was taught by probably older kids, maybe older siblings' friends. My big sister was awesome, but some of her friends were a little, I don't know, interesting. We'll just use that word again. To put your feet up on the seat before the movie starts to make sure no one sits in front of you. So it was like a tactic back in the day to make sure you had full view of the movie. Yeah, kind of naughty, old school. I mean, you know, it was late 80s, whatever. Bringing your dog, unless it's a service animal, that's legit. People have allergies. People are eating food. I mean, that should just be understood. Service animals, different story. You need them to be with you for all the things. Bring them. That's why they're service animals. I like this one. Eating or drinking too loudly. You know people are up in there munching on popcorn and slipping on those slushies. I mean, those are loud foods. So you got to, like, try to just keep it under wraps. Like, if you're munching on popcorn, like, maybe close your mouth. I don't know.
Oh, wait, shouldn't be doing that?
Why is he not talking? Is he having, like, technical difficulties? No, he is, like, sitting there going through his brain like, oh, I didn't live ahead.
I have too much fun. And I have my glass of water here with my, so I'm like, I'm shaking it, you know. Don't do that.
Okay, so if you're in the movies and you hear, like, that's Dave. So just know that. Talking at full volume. Oh, go ahead. Talking at full volume. 11%. Where 1 in 9 people think it's okay. So I got to say, it's changed since you were little. When you were little, it was like silence. Now people tend to talk more. And I have to remind myself and my daughter, because we do discuss stuff in the movies at home, that we are not at home. And we have to, at least if we're going to talk about something or ask a question.
Yeah, don't do that in the theater. That's just not right. And this one, taking photos or recording video.
Yeah.
No, you shouldn't do that. I mean, and we were reminded even at the Crystal Grand last Friday, you can't take videos of the performances. I mean, that's copyrighted material. And it's just
absolutely
rude.
It's not
no one wants to see the glow of your phone taking a picture. And I know people that'll take selfies during it too. And it's like, it's the movie theater. The selfie can wait.
Yeah, totally. Like, what are you like? Why are you putting yourself on Instagram at the movies? Like, it's not like you're on Broadway. You're just at the movie theater. So you don't need to be taking a selfie. Just put your phone in your pocket. If you need to have it on no volume and it has to buzz still because of emergencies, I get it. But like, just turn the, you know, put it in your pocket. And then number 10, this is my favorite. So if you're at the movies and anyone is doing one of those things, that's annoying. But don't yell at them because they did something rude, because then you're also doing something rude.
Exactly.
17% of people say it's okay to go ahead and just holler at the stranger next to you. Stop eating your popcorn so loudly.
Don't drinking so loudly. Quit talking so loudly. Oh, wait, I am.
And you get in like a fight about who's being more rude, and then everyone around you doesn't get to watch the movie.
And then they're just like, what did you guys do? And then apparently Stout doesn't agree with any of this because he's back there with his own commentary.
Of course he is. He's the Peanut Gallery original to the morning show.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we've got a couple of those Peanut Gallery canines in our morning show. So you'll hear from them every now and again, but mostly they're just supervising us to make sure we keep on our timeline, which I believe we are doing okay right now.
Yeah, we are. And so what we're going to do is we're going to step away. We will be back for calendar days in just a moment, Emily.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings brought to you on The Morning Show by Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the annual Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This will be happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. The event is going to be at the Baraboo Arts and Banquet Hall at 323 Water Street in Baraboo. It's going to feature over 60 vendors, crafters, artisans, and practitioners. A free gift will be given to the first 50 adult customers through the door. There's also going to be door prizes, a silent auction, and raffle for Bullies and Friends Pet Rescue. Treat yourself to refreshments available on sale and special entertainment by Ted Hawkins. Again, swing by the Baraboo Holiday Fair and Fundraiser. This is happening on Saturday, November 23rd, and walk away with a full heart and some great holiday gifts. And also on that same Saturday, November 23rd, from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., it's the Dear Widows Weekend Craft Fair at Trinity Lutheran Church and School in Wisconsin Dells. Again, this will be taking place from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. And on both Friday, the 22nd of November, and the 23rd, it's the Holiday Craft Fair in Portage, previously held at the Saddle Ridge Clubhouse. This is going to be now moved to the Bethlehem Lutheran Church on Highway 33 between Portage and Partyville. There'll be lots of parking and 45 crafters on hand. It's open from noon until 4 p.m. on Friday, November 22nd, and then 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on November 23rd. And that busy Saturday continues with the Portage VFW hosting their chili dinner. This will be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. as $8 will get you a delicious bowl of chili along with cornbread and a dessert. And again, this will be supporting the VFW Post 1707. It's also where it's located, right behind Walgreens on West Collins Street in Portage. Again, this is November 23rd from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m.
This is your chance to support women and female-owned businesses during the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo. Experience this unique event from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Convention Center in Baraboo on November 23rd. Admission is just $30, which includes speakers and interactive workshops designed to help you learn yoga, hormone health, herbalism, dealing with menopause, and more. Find your tickets at www.embracingfeminine.com/expo and be one of the first to attend the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Can you help us feed neighbors in need? The second annual Feed the Need food drive is happening now at Back Road Baraboo Motors. The goal? To stock the pantries for those that need it most with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Shop now and drop off items. Or join us Friday, November 22nd from 11 to 1 as we fill a truck with your donations alongside the Max FM team. Find us on Facebook at Back Road Baraboo or visit baraboomotors.com for a list of most needed items. On State Road in Baraboo, across from Dairy Queen, Back Road Baraboo Motors.
99.7 Max FM.
Gotta make a move to a town that's right for me. Time to keep me moving, keep me moving with some energy.
Well, I talked to Won't you take me to
Funkatown?
Won't you take me to
Funkatown?
Won't you take me to
.97 Max FM. Dave and Emily with you on your Friday morning. It is 8:27 a.m. and we have a fun morning ahead yet. Join Emily and I as we help to pitch in to help feed neighbors in need with Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. Our goal is to stock the pantries for those in need that need it the most during these harsh winter months. Shop now and drop those items off today from 11 to 1 at Back Row Baraboo Motors. As we fill the truck with your donations, everyone that makes a donation, we have water park passes to Chula Vista, so stop by for those. You will be helping the only homeless shelter in Sauk County, supporting single men and women and families. They're currently at full capacity of 25 people and are working off a wait list of nearly 100 people. While they wait, Pathway Home provides food when able to do so. Please bring canned soup, canned chicken and tuna, mac and cheese, applesauce pouches, box meals, Jell-O and pudding cups, peanut butter and jelly over to Back Row Motors from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Emily, you and I will be there.
I know. It's such like a full circle happiness situation. We get to meet some listeners. We get to have some fun. We get to represent one of our awesome sponsors and one of our awesome advertisers. And we get to be surrounded by beautiful cars. And then we get to turn around and help fill a truck with the needs for Pathway to Home homeless shelter. We so appreciate the work they do. And, you know, in turn, we get to then turn around and give the people who are giving water park passes. Like, it's such a great circle. I love it. So I am very excited. It's coming up so quick. Back Row Baraboo Motors, 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock with Dave and I. Come bring your non-perishables and fill the truck. So anyways, hey, look at this. Calendar days, real quick. November 22nd. Guess what one of them is? Go for a ride day. That's the big one. So go for a ride to Baraboo Motors and come fill the truck. It's all about automobiles. Go for a ride. Go to the motor place and fill the truck. Everybody just do the thing. So happy go for a ride day. We hope to see you on your ride today.
Yes, and it's a perfect day for that. I'm glad you said it, not me, because I don't want my studio partner hearing it. And then he hears those words and he's thinking something else. And it is
okay.
Yes, National Cranberry Relish Day. Thanksgiving Day is around the corner. So let's put our best cranberry recipes forward.
Oh, I love that. I'm so excited. My stepmom makes great cranberry. Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait. We also do the one in the can, but that's just kind of for show, just because it's funny to have the little, you know, the little line food like everybody knows, but we really look forward to hers. So and there's another one on here that ties it all together. Today is housing day. Let us work together to help ease the plight of the homeless. So we're doing it. We're doing it. So they must have known when they put that up there.
And it's also Humane Society Anniversary Day.
Yeah.
So we thank and appreciate all the Humane Societies. As a reminder, we talk about our pets of the week every week, and go to sockhumane.org to look at those pets this week.
Yeah, I love that. And then there's two more that I love here. Love Your Freckles Day. I love that. Freckles run in my family. I got a redheaded dad. Bright orange hair, freckles. I got the freckles. Didn't get the orange hair. Passed them down to my son. He's got beautiful freckles. So I love freckles. So if you are a freckles person, love those freckles today. And then the other one I see that I love is National Amelia Day. And I have a niece who's 22. Her name's Amelia, and I love her dearly. So if your name's Amelia out there, celebrate yourself, especially if you have freckles. Bring it all together.
Yeah, celebrate today. Celebrate with us. So as a quick reminder, we have the parade tomorrow night. That is brought to you by our lead broadcast sponsor, Pizza Rancho, Baraboo Streaming Partners, Baraboo State Bank, Don Larson Superstore, Baraboo Solvents, 2 Vehicle Repair Shop, and Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Tune in at 5:45 for the pre-parade show. That'll be shown on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. in conjunction with Bear Brook Broadcasting on cable channel 10 and antenna TV 43. So that's tomorrow night, Wine Walk tonight, Christmas Market 2 to 6 p.m. downtown Bear Brook tomorrow, many other craft and other vendors type of things going on in the Reedsburg, Portage, Wisconsin, Dallas, Sauk Prairie areas as part of Hunter's Widow Weekend. So it's opening day of deer hunting. So many things going on. And of course, we're just excited to be part of all of it, Emily.
We are lucky people. You know what? We are very lucky people who get to do a really fun job and be with all of you. So we're looking forward to meeting some of you folks out there in person. If you can make it over to Baccarat Baraboo Motors today, come help us fill the truck, shake some hands, get a sticker, get a photo, all the things. And either we'll see you there or you'll be hearing from us while we're there doing our live remote. Looking so forward to it, Dave.
Me too, and it sounds like we will be inside is what the word I'm receiving on that, so we should be inside Baccarat Baraboo Motors. I'll be heading over there in a little bit to get everything set up. So, Emily, I will see you again at 11 o'clock this morning.
I'll see you there. Can't wait, Dave.
Me neither. Coming up next, we'll be hanging with Havila and Maddie on Max FM.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy today with a high in the low to mid-40s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, dropping into the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 40s. If you want an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
It's time for Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. I'm Maddie Jones. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, will join us in just moments. We're getting ready for the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field on Sunday afternoon. Hanging with Havel on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Apples are in great supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm, and now is the perfect time to visit. Right now, all remaining apples are 20% off, perfect for gifts or family treats. Plus, enjoy fresh apple cider and save room for bakery favorites like the daily made apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and turnovers. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, is open 7 days a week from 9 until 4, or until the apples are gone. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
It's time for Hanging with Havel here on Max FM. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, joins us for a sixth NFL season. He is a two-time national best-selling author who has covered the Packers since before Brett Favre's first start, then as a sports columnist at the Green Bay Press Gazette, and now in his 24th season as the host of Sportsline, 4 to 6 afternoons on WDUZ The Fan. Hanging with Havel on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm. Well, Chris, happy Friday and happy 49ers week. We're always excited when the 49ers and the Packers are set to play, aren't we?
Oh, we have to be. Now, when Aaron Rodgers was playing against them and it was the playoffs, we not so much. 0-4, his career against the Niners in the postseason. But I digress, because Rodgers is gone, and I mean really, really gone. And happy Friday morning to you, too.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to this game. I mean, the Packers-Niners, they should move into the division. Seven times now, this will be the seventh meeting since Matt LaFleur has been the head coach. He and Kyle Shanahan lock and horns. So they're an interesting angle there. But, yeah, a lot of familiarity can breed contempt. And certainly a big game for both teams. Although I got to say, it's not your typical second place versus third place mid to late November matchup.
No, it's not. And let's be honest, depending on how this game goes, the Packers could exercise a few demons. I mean, actually defeating the 49ers, came so close last year as a young team that snuck into the playoffs and did really well, but still weren't able to pull out the win. And the 49ers a little on the ropes this year. They're actually sitting at 5-5 right now. And if the Packers win on Sunday, they could actually diminish the 49ers playoffs hopes, playoff hopes this early and close a chapter on San Francisco football. You know, as you mentioned, it kept Aaron Rodgers, basically they kept two different Aaron Rodgers generations from a title. And on Sunday, Jordan Love could repay